Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father, we just bless you this morning. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We command our day this morning. We command everything that is within us to bless your holy name. God, you're worthy. You are so worthy to be praised, and we thank you. Thank you that you're our covenant-keeping God. We bless you today, Jesus. We honor you today, Jesus. We thank you today, Jesus, just because of who you are. And Father, we come together as one unit today, this morning, on this call, in your name, Jesus, where we can lift up our bowls to you. Father, may it be sweet-smelling incense to your nostrils. May you smell the fragrance of the blood of Jesus with every word that we speak coming from your throne this morning. Father, have your way. Do what is pleasing to you this morning. As we send your word, Father, we pray, dear God, that it does precisely what you want, your purpose, in the thing whereto it is being sent. Have your way. Blood of Jesus, deliver, set free, heal, restore. In the name of Jesus, be thou glorified, Jesus. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good morning again to all of you who have joined the prayer call. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for joining in with us to stand together in unity, to hear the devotion that is going to be brought forth this morning, and to also stand in unity in intercession to pray ye one for another as God has commanded us to do. Let me introduce you to our team that's lined up to make that happen. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I'm your facilitator today. The angel of our house, excuse me, is Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith, and we bless them in the name of the Lord. We say good morning to you. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Tanika Joseph. I'm sorry, Tanika Smothers. I'm mixing up the names of our prayer call controllers. Good morning, Sister Tanika. We say good morning to you, sis. Our prayer call controllers, they get up way before we do and ensure that the call is working smoothly. And we just want to say thank you and bless them in the name of the Lord. Sister Tanika and Sister Kima. Our devotion leader this morning is Minister Randall Gorey. Good morning, Minister Randall. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Prayer requests and praise reports that have been submitted will be offered up this morning by Sister Greta Davis. Good morning, Sister Greta. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Charlene, and good morning, Minister Randall. I'm doing just great this morning. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. Without further ado, let's move further. Minister Randall, we're ready for the devotion.
Thank you so much. Excuse me, Sister Charlene. Good morning, Sister Greta. Good morning, Sister Tamiko. Thank you both so much for all that you do to share your gift with us on these 2 days of the week to make sure the devotion gets out. I want to say good morning and honor my bishop and pastor this morning, Bishop C. Carl Smith, Pastor Adrian Smith, this morning for this opportunity to grow in ministry at this level. I want to acknowledge all the pastors and leaders that are on the line on this morning from all around. God bless you all, and want to just acknowledge the universal body of Christ, and specifically New Destiny Church on this morning. Pray for me as I begin this morning. This devotion this morning is entitled The Divinic Covenant is the Restoration Generation. I do want to add that the message on Friday, on Sunday from Bishop Smith was so powerful that it gave me so much more to work with in terms of developing this devotion. But if you haven't seen that yet, you can pull that up on our YouTube channel and really enjoy that powerful message that he was giving on Sunday. But the Divinic Covenant is a powerful covenant. This covenant is where God promises a descendant of David to reign on the throne over the people of God. The Divinic Covenant is a time of refreshing and a time of restitution. So our supporting scriptures that I'm going to work from this morning are as follows. I'm going to start with 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the 18th and the 19th verse, King James Version of the Bible, beginning at the 18th verse, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Verse 19, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. I pray that I have believers on the phone this morning that are ready to recover all. The things we must do to recover all from this passage of scripture is as follows. We've got to get God's strength, which it states in verse 6 of this 30th chapter, because David encouraged himself in the Lord. That is one way that we get God's strength. Encouraging ourselves. We're not going to always be able to reach out to someone else to give us the encouragement that we have gotten used to. But we need to encourage ourselves through prayer, through praise, through worship, and through fellowship. We must also get our strength from the person of Jesus Christ. And this passage of scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So in times of recovery, in times of restoration, our strength comes from the Lord. And then also the resources that we have in Christ. We can find these resources in Ephesians 6:10, because it says here, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have great resources in Christ that we can obtain in order to restore. Our strength comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we also have to remember that we have to encourage ourselves. And then also the love of Christ. And this comes out of Ephesians 3:16-17. The love of Christ will also be necessary for us to recover. It says in this passage of scripture that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. We've got to have the love of Christ to recover all. And then we've got to get God's strategy, because in verses 7 through 8, God's strategy is always going to work for our good. We don't have to struggle or try to figure it out on our own. It was David that inquired of the Lord, what should he do? And God spoke to him and he went after it. So it's always going to work for our good. So also with God's strategy, David here is he's inquiring and he's waiting on the Lord's response. After we make our request to the Lord for his help, we've got to remember that part of the strategy is having patience. And David inquired, he asked, and then he also waited for the Lord's response before he moved in order to be able to recover what had been taken from him. We also need to get before God and wait on him to know that, to know his will, but also get to know his wisdom and to know his way on how to recover all. These were the things that David did. And we need to practice these things as well for things that we have lost in our lives and things that have been taken from us. There's a period of time that we've got to wait. We've got to allow God's strategy to make sense so that we can move in faith and we can trust the wisdom that is behind our patience that God is asking of us, and then to know his way is going to effectively allow us to recover all. In verse 9, it talks about pursuing. We've got to pursue what it is that we're going to recover. We will never achieve what we are not willing to pursue. We will not achieve what we are not willing to pursue. We've got to go after some things, to run after with a hostile intent, an aggressive manner. The ability to make sure that the Amalekites of our lives know that we're coming and we're not leaving without what we've come for. In verse 16 and 17, it speaks more to the attack mentality. We've got to ask God for the strength to strike. We want to hit and we want to go forward. There's a spirit of attack, but in a good way. If we go timid, if we go in a soft manner, we're probably not going to recover anything. But we've got to have a spiritual attack. That means we've got to ask God for the strength to do that. And then recovering all, as David says in 18 and 19, it's delivering and snatching away everything that belongs to us. I love it. And then the second passage of scripture in this specific devotion talks from Amos 9 and 11, New Living Translation, the 11th verse reads, "In that day I will restore the fallen house of David. I will repair its damaged walls. From the ruins I will rebuild it and restore its former glory." This scripture encourages us to trust God to redeem our lives. Amos is speaking here, and it's talking about what has fallen, but how it will be repaired. There's glory going to come back where there needs to be a rebuild, where there is going to be a restoration. So this scripture in 9:11 of Amos is encouraging us to trust God to redeem our lives. What I also hear Amos saying is God redeems. God takes that which is broken and he repairs it. God takes that which is torn down and he rebuilds it. He doesn't waste anything. He doesn't throw anything out. Everything is reusable. Everything is recyclable to God. He makes it better. He is a rebuilder, the repairer for all the broken and damaged that are these things in our lives. In verse 12, it speaks to God as a redeemer. "All the nations who are called by my name, this is the plan and the purpose of God, to bring the nations to himself, to show himself as a redeemer among not just the Jewish people, but among all the peoples of the earth." We've got to get to know God as a repairer, as a rebuilder. He is our redeemer. And then in Acts, the third chapter, the 19th through the 21st verse, and this is the Amplified version. "So repent, change your mind and your purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing," there's that word again, refreshing, "of recovering from the effects of heat of reviving with fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20, in that he may send to you the Christ, the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus. Verse 21, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for the complete restoration of all that God spoke by mouth of all his holy prophets for ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man. So repentance is a major theme in Jesus' ministry, as we know. It means to acknowledge your way is wrong and God's way is right. It's a complete change in your view of the world. In order to be saved, we must accept that our sins are wrong and that God provides the way we should live. We need to allow the belief to change us inside and out. That doesn't mean we'll never sin again. It simply means our goal is to hate sin as much as God does. True repentance is connected to a godly grief that we have rebelled against. Against God. 2 Corinthians 7-9. True repentance is connected to a godly grief that we have rebelled against God. So to obtain, to recover all, to be redeemed, to be restored, we've got to trust God as the Redeemer. We've got to have our sins forgiven. We've got to become right with God and trust his strategy for all that he's providing for us in this season of our lives to make sure that the divine covenant works for us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and all of your mercy. You have been kind to us. We heard the word that declares us a restoration generation. So help us today, Father, to grab hold of this revelation and to step into this day with a determined mind and a spiritual authority to recover all. Lord, speak to us as you did to David to assure us that the plan and strategy of God still works. So, Father, as we pray and seek your face, show us your glory. Build our most holy faith to know you and the power of this covenant. Thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. We declare this day that we shall recover all because of the divine covenant. You said it, Lord. We shall believe it, and that we will forever be settled in our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Charlene.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you, Minister Randall, for allowing the Lord to use you and to speak through you regarding the Davidic covenant. God bless you, sir. That was a very, very powerful word this morning. Yeah. Sister Greta, we're ready for you, sis. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays. According to Matthew 18 and 19, we agree here on earth as touching. So we know that Father hears us from heaven, and we know that the petition that Sister Greta is asking have been granted, because we believe, we call those things that be not as though they are. Come on, sis, we're ready.
Thank you, Minister Randall, for that wonderful reminder from Sunday's lesson from Bishop, the Davidic Covenant. Reminding us to encourage ourselves. Sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. This morning I have no praise report or no prayer request, so I will just pray. This morning, Lord, let us enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Lord, we thank you this morning for waking us up, enclosed in our right mind, thanking you, Lord, for keeping angel watch at our doors as we slumbered and slept through the night. Thank you for your faithfulness, your grace, your mercy. That's new every day. the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. Lord, this morning we plead the blood of Jesus over every family that is on this line this morning and the ones who will listen later today. Thank you for your blood that reaches to the highest mountains and flows to the lowest valleys, and it will never lose its power. Lord, we thank you for our bishop, Bishop Carl Smith, and Pastor Adrian, Father God. Continue to pour into the man and woman of God, Lord Jesus, that they may be able to pour into us, Father God, to continue to give them the words to teach, preach, and pour out to all that are hearing and believing, Lord Jesus. Bless their families, Lord. This morning, Lord, I lift up my sister, Katrina Butler, who lost her mother on Sunday. Lord, comfort her and her family. Remind them that the Lord is nigh unto them and that are of a broken heart, and save it such as be of a contrite spirit, Psalms 34:18. Lord, we remain forever grateful for our homes, jobs, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us and our loved ones today. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, confront all who mourn, and bless those who need financial needs. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We believe you, God. Amen. Amen. Minister Randall, we want to swing back to you, sir. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Thank you, Sister Charlene. I just want to remind everyone the Davidic covenant is the covenant where God promises a descendant of David, which is who we are, to reign on the throne over the people of God in our lives. It's a time of refreshing and restitution. Go and recover all people of God. This is your season. This is our time. Thank you.
Amen, amen. This is our season. This is our time. The word of God, the man of God asked, shall I pursue? I declare you shall pursue and cover all. Amen. Thank you, Minister Randall. We have a couple of announcements before we close out the call this morning. Saints, remember to send in your prayer requests. Send in your prayer requests. Come, send them in to get agreement in prayer. Amen. Send them in to www.newdestiny.online. From the home page, click Connect. And under Ministries, click Prayer, scroll down, and enter your prayer request. We have been called to pray, and we will pray without ceasing. Even over the weekend, we have weekend teams that pray. So we have prayer going on all week long. All week long. So know that you're being covered. Amen. Corporate prayer will be held at the Oakland campus this Saturday at 7 a.m. Saints, come on. Let's come on out. Keep up the momentum. Come out to the Oakland campus for prayer this Saturday. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Minister Randall, Sister Greta, Sister Tanika, myself, and the entire New Destiny family, thank you for joining the prayer call this morning. And we invite you to invite others. Wednesday mornings, 5 a.m., and also on Saturdays, corporate prayer, 7 a.m. Saints, let's stand together in unity one more time before we end the call. We started off thanking Father, and we will end this call thanking him, because the word of God says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto me, unto Father God. And in all things, we give thanks. In all things, we give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father, for the insight, revelation, or refreshing concerning the Davidic covenant and your restorative power. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. And we boldly declare that the blood still works. The blood still speaks. And we thank you, Jesus, that your blood still speaks for us. Thank you for the Davidic covenant. Thank you that we stand confident on your word, Father. Confident. Your word says your children shall recover all. And I declare by the power of what you have spoken, Father, that we recover all. I declare that we pursue. I declare that we encourage ourselves in the Lord. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And our righteousness is of you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you for your righteousness, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding being upon us, your children, so that we know when, how, what to do to recover. And thank you for the boldness, Father, to endure during the process of restoration. Thank you, Father, that you strengthen each one of your children, that you give us the fortitude, the boldness to stand, and having done all, to stand fully armored with your armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Father, I declare we are fully armored, ready to recover. I declare that the power of restoration be upon each of your children, because the times of refreshing are here just because of being in your presence, Father. Thank you that you refresh. Father, restore. Father, rejuvenate, resuscitate, God, in the name of Jesus, so that your children can recover, because we are already redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Now unto you, Father, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto you, God, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen. And amen. Thank you all for joining the call. Sister Tanika, please continue the worship.